contempt of Congress is expected in a House committee today. NBC News Radio's Bob Costantini reports that in a meeting late yesterday, Holder and Congressman Daryl Issa could not resolve a dispute over documents on a botched ATF gun trafficking operation.
The meeting on Capitol Hill did not last long. Attorney General Eric Holder emerged from a face-to-face with Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa to say Issa had rejected the further documents Holder was willing to provide.
Given the extraordinary nature of the offer that we made and given the extraordinary way in which we have shared materials to date, that I think we are actually involved more in political gamesmanship.
Bob Costantini, NBC News Radio, Washington.
This is NBC News Radio. People in the Northeast are feeling the effects of a heat wave on this first day of summer. The National Weather Service is warning of potentially record-setting temperatures in the upper 90s from Washington, D.C. to Massachusetts. Jerry Sandusky could take the stand today in his child sex abuse trial. Sandusky is charged with more than 50 counts of sex abuse against 10 boys over a 15-year period. And who's the highest-paid star in the land? NBC's Seth Goldman has the answer.
Twilight star Kristen Stewart is number one on the Forbes list of highest paid actresses. The 22-year-old earned about $34.5 million over the past year. Cameron Diaz came in a close second. Sandra Bullock to third. Rounding out the top five, last year's winner Angelina Jolie and Stewart's co-star in Snow White and the Huntsman, Charlize Theron, who also has a big role in Prometheus. I'm Seth Goldman, NBC News, Los Angeles.
More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Lynn Berry, NBC News Radio.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Enhance stopping power, reduce noise, and get a $25 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of Brake Best Select or Wagner ThermoQuiet brake pads and a pair of brake rotors at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
How much did you understand about the economy and personal savings and household debt reduction when you were a teenager? Today's teenagers understand a lot more than past generations did by necessity. That's according to a TD Ameritrade survey, which finds more than half of those aged 13 to 22 have opened a savings account. 76% say it's important to begin saving money now. They're also worried. 39% are worried about how they're going to afford college. 40% are worried their identities will be stolen. Last month, Greek elections failed to result in a coalition government, and the Eurozone went back into limbo about Greece's future as a member nation. But the new elections this week appear to be gelling, as the nation forms a three-party coalition government committed to the euro and the bailout plan agreed upon by the last government. Overseas, Japan's Nikkei advancing more than 1%. Europe's markets are holding near flat. Right now, S&P futures are flat. NASDAQ futures up 5. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29, and thanks to my college degree, I'm a systems analyst. And the college me would tell you,
I wouldn't be here without big brothers, big sisters. My big brother believed in me, and to a 7-year-old,
that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil, and Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
O'Reilly.
If it's time to replace your vehicle's battery, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and check out this great deal on a Superstart Extreme automotive battery. For a limited time, purchase a Superstart Extreme automotive battery and get a $25 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot now has 15% off select special order doors and windows from top brands like Masonite, Feather River, and Geldwin. That'll add more than a little curb appeal to any home, but not a lot to a budget. We're opening the doors and windows to an upgrade thanks to 15% off select special order doors and windows. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valjean.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality.
Welcome to your new opportunity.
Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Good morning, everybody. I am Tony Truppiano, live from lovely Onaway, Michigan, the home of UAW's Education Center, the Walter Reuther Education Center. It's beautiful here. It is absolutely beautiful here. In fact, I'm now not coming home. I could actually, like, live in a different room every day before they figured out that I was here, I think. It's just gorgeous. And so I hope everybody's having a great morning. We're going to disregard our first word this morning. It's beautiful is what it is. So we're just going to go with that. As we work our way through the program today, this first hour, we're going to get through some audio and we're going to get through some complaining. I've got more complaining to do. Because we still have Democrats that are acting like Republicans and think they can get away with it. They can't, at least not on this show. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. Plus, I got a very interesting, actually two very interesting voicemail messages last night at 10:30. And I normally wouldn't have been up at 10:30, but because I wasn't home and was enjoying the company of my union brothers and sisters with the UAW, I was up later than normal. Anyway, I got these two messages that I'm going to share with you edited for, you'll find out, obvious reasons. So we're going to get through that. But as we work our way through the 7 and 8 o'clock hour of the show today, we're going to meet some of my union brothers and sisters with the UAW who are rank-and-file workers, people that get up and go to work every day. They're here at this educational conference this week, which is why I'm here, to find out what it takes to be a successful auto worker. It's not just about showing up and building cars. There's so much more to being a successful auto worker, an excellent auto worker, than just showing up for work every day, as the folks here will tell you. I had a chance to meet all of the people that we're going to have on the show today, yesterday, very briefly. And I got to tell you, I'm very impressed. Different ages. In fact, we're going to have a retiree on today, a guy by the name of Ralph, who is just a delight. I really enjoyed I've enjoyed meeting all of them and just had a great time. So let me welcome and say good morning to producer extraordinaire Jeff Radford. And Jeff, I'm sorry that you're not with me. It is just gorgeous up here at Black Lake.
This works, though. How exciting is that?
Yes, it does work, and that is exciting because about 12 hours ago, we weren't so sure, but we are now, and that's all that matters. And I'm going to get a little tutorial on how all of this stuff really works when we get back. But it works for now, and that's what matters, and I'm pretty darned excited that we were able to get the show up here. And I had a really nice drive, no traffic to speak of on my way up yesterday, a little over 4 hour ride here. Now, of course, I've got to make that same drive back today, but it'll give me a chance, you know, just to think through some stuff, and very much looking forward to that. But I've got to tell you, this is an exciting place to be. I know that you've never been up to Black Lake, Jeff. I promise you that at some point. In fact, we were talking yesterday about doing something a little more expansive next year. Maybe you can come up for that. It's really, this is really an extraordinary place.
I looked on the website because I wanted to, obviously, we promote the upcoming show. And when I went to the website, uaw.org, and then, of course, you can get to the Black Lake pictures from there. It looks like, yes, you are definitely in a little slice of heaven up there.
Yeah, it is a little slice of heaven. I believe they have 1,100 feet of lakefront in the front. They've got, I don't know how many acres. They've got just thousands of acres here. There are different settings, Jeff. There are like a dormitory setting, and then there are individual homes. There are some condos. And anybody actually can rent a vacation property here. So if you wanted to come up and rent vacation property, you can do that. You can again, rent homes, condos. You can do your own cooking. They have, where I'm sitting now, it's what they call the lecture hall. Right next to where I'm at is a cafeteria, which is just gorgeous. They have a spiral. In fact, I took a picture of the spiral staircase because it's really kind of unique. It's really beautiful. And I'll show it. Actually, I'll post it to Facebook in a little while. But there's this spiral staircase that goes downstairs, and they have all this memorabilia and artifacts, labor history, basically. It's kind of like a museum. I don't know that I could describe it any other way. It's very museum-like. But what's remarkable is everybody that works here has been extraordinarily nice. I mean, extraordinarily nice. And it's not because they know who I am or anything, so that must mean it's real and sincere, and it is. I this is an incredible place, and I know that when I announced the other day that I was coming up here, because we do have a lot of UAW listeners, I got lots of I'm jealous emails, because anybody that's ever been up here before knows how gorgeous it is, and it is gorgeous. Now, let's talk about what they do here. Again, this is an educational center. So they are teaching rank-and-file members of the UAW how to do all kinds of things. They're teaching them about collective bargaining. They're teaching them how to go back and educate their fellow workers in the workplace. They're teaching them how to have a stronger local. They're teaching them political activism. They teach them a lot of things here. They've got classrooms. Again, they've got lecture halls. This is really just a beautiful setting. And again, it's set back, Jeff, off the main road, which is off of 75. So basically, you get off 75. It's another, I think, about 15 or 16 miles off of 75. And then you're still another couple miles back once you get onto the road where this place is. And then there's security. You got to get through security. And by the way, no foreign cars welcome here. Thank you very much.
Is there dirt roads to get there?
No dirt roads, actually. It's they're all paved, so I'll give them credit for that. Actually, it would add to the charm if there were dirt roads. So
I was
going
to say the
like
best
island.
Places in life, it seems, sometimes are, you know, you have to get dirt roads to get there.
I would agree. This is just an exceptional place. And I can tell just talking, like last night, I spent a couple hours with a group of folks with Chuck Hall, who is the director of Region 1. And there were, I don't know, maybe 20 of us. And we really sat, we talked, imagine this, we talked politics for a couple hours. But I could tell that there's an energy about being here. I think it's very restful for people. One of the guys, Mike Stone, who coordinated a lot of what's going on here this week, told me, he said, "Oh, Tony, I sleep amazing." Well, Jeff, last night I slept like a rock. I slept better than I don't remember, and I slept for 5 hours. Don't remember the last time I slept so well. I mean, when I got up this morning, I felt amazingly rested. So, like I said, I'm just moving in. That's all I'm doing.
Well, the
now
next
that we
time,
know this works, I don't have to show up.
Yeah, the next time that we're worried about you working too hard, we'll just send you up to Black Lake.
Yeah, there you go. I'll be happy to take that. I'll be happy to take that. So it's really just beautiful up here. For anybody, if you ever have a chance to come up here, if you just want a vacation, you can just Google Black Lake, UAW, you'll find the website. They have a championship golf course literally right next door to the conference and the education center. You pass it on your way in here, and I don't golf anymore because I've got a really bad elbow, and which precludes me from golfing. But there's just, and you'll understand, anybody that golfs understands, there's something about the lushness, that green, that golf course green, the different shades of green. You know, it just kind of pops as you're driving by the course. It's just beautiful, absolutely stunning. As is the entire setting. And again, this nothing but wilderness. In fact, when we were walking back from dinner last night, we were walking to where my room is, which is called, by the way, the Old Lodge. I saw two deer just kind of strolling through the woods. So that's not something I'm going to see in Dearborn Heights, I can assure you. But all things considered, this is the place to be. So these folks are here all week, and then they go back. I was talking to one of the people that works here full time, and basically from March through the end of November, they have something major going on here every single week. Because I wondered, you know, how, and there are about 450 people here this week, and as I was wondering, and I can't fathom how many people they could get here because they've got rooms everywhere. There's just lodge after lodge after lodge after lodge. So I don't even know how many rooms they actually have, but I know they can accommodate more than the 450. But they are basically full from March through November, with the intent of what this is for, to educate and empower UAW members to the ins and outs of being successful at what they do. And you'd be amazed. As we talk to the rank and file folks we're going to talk today, by the way, they're from all different companies. Some of them work for General Motors. Some of them work for subsidiaries. Some of them work for Blue Cross. You remember Tiffany Bush from the Occupy movement, Jeff? She's going to be one of our guests today.
Sounds good.
So, this is going to be cool. Yeah, it's going to be really, really great. And we've got some audio to get to on the other side. Of course, a little more eye-opening conversation. You can't pretend to be a Democrat in this world anymore. In fact, I want to suggest if you think you are one, maybe you should be a Republican. Just saying. Let's take a quick break here on First Shift. Again, I'm live from Black Lake. Pleasure to be here as a guest of the United Auto Workers. We'll take the break and be back right after this.
With Tony,
we'll welcome Theo in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Tony. I want to tell you I appreciate the fact that you bring information that we might not otherwise hear anyplace else.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, no major problems right now. We do have traffic lights that are malfunctioning on Greenfield Road in both directions to 12 Mile Road. And we got a long-term road construction project on M14, both directions between Beck Road and US 23. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, the record highs keep coming. It should feel very hot with a high of 93 today, mostly sunny skies. Tonight, not much relief, a low of 74. But tomorrow, the storms roll in, bringing cooler weather for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 75 degrees. I'm Jeff with your First Shift weather.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Unions work.
One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Joining me now is Chax. What is the personal property tax, and how does it indeed affect certain communities?
Personal property tax, the tax, the machinery and equipment inside of a business as opposed to the building and the land. And for some communities, it's a huge percentage of their local budget, and it's not necessarily the communities you would think. In some cases, it's a fairly small town.
On 1310 WDTW.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
feed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan.
Your future is waiting for you now.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. A pleasure to be with you on this Wednesday morning. We will not, by the way, be having our usual Wednesday guests, and I think they were okay with that because neither one of them responded when I told them they wouldn't be here today. But we'll be back to our regular schedule, unless, of course, they want to keep me here at Black Lake forever, and then I'll do that. So that's fine. Interesting. A lot of stuff to get to today. A lot of very interesting stuff to get to today. I want to start with, because we did this with Zenobia Jeffries yesterday. We talked about Crystal Crittenden, the corporate counsel for the city of Detroit. Mayor Bing asked her to resign yesterday, and this is what happened.
Well, I would be pretty surprised if the mayor has even two or three votes to get Crystal Crittenden fired. And when we asked the city council president about the issue, he didn't mince words.
I think it's I think that Dave Bing is out of his mind trying to fire Crystal Crittenden or asking her to resign.
Council President Charles Pugh's not-so-subtle reply to Mayor Bing's plan to get rid of Detroit's top attorney, Crystal Crittenden. The mayor put out a statement tonight saying he's going to ask council to remove Crittenden.
I think that he's begging for a lawsuit. This makes me angry that she would be asked to step down for doing her job. It just makes me angry.
The mayor would need six of the nine council members to get rid of Crittenden, who officially holds the post of corporation counsel. Right now, support for her termination seems hard to find.
I do think her analysis was flawed in some key areas, so for that reason I did not support her position. But should she be asked to resign? I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like, how do you ask somebody for resigning for technically doing their job? And that is what she did.
The mayor is trying to push out Crittenden after she refused to drop a lawsuit on behalf of Detroit against the state. Crittenden wanted a judge to tear up the city's consent agreement, arguing Detroit is owed millions by the state, therefore there can be no contract. The consent agreement gives the governor considerable power over Detroit's finances. A judge sided with the governor and mayor, though, last week and tossed out Crittenden's lawsuit.
I think she stood on a legal principle. I think that's what motivated her desire to move forward with that particular request for a declaratory judgment. I do not believe it was politically motivated.
Mayor Bing sent a letter to Crittenden asking for her to resign, saying their relationship has been, quote, irreparably breached. But according to the mayor's statement, Crittenden said late this afternoon, she's staying put.
This is the very reason why the Charter Revision Commission strengthened the language in the charter and made the Corporation Council semi-independent on issues of charter violations, so that the Corporation Council would not be afraid of the mayor.
We reached out to Crittenden at her family's home tonight. Our call was not returned. In Detroit, I'm Tom Waite, 7 Action News.
Jeff, you know, what is it? I think it was Ken Cockrell that was the one that was saying, should she be fired? Well, I don't know. What is it about the city leaders in Detroit that seem to talk out of both sides of their mouth? I support her, but I don't support her. I don't. Should she be fired? Well, I don't know, but no, she shouldn't be fired. Either she should or she shouldn't. I just don't get why they don't show some leadership here. Have a point of view and then stand by your point of view. I just don't get this.
Well, especially if your one point of view is, well, she was doing her job. Okay, well, then you obviously either just don't want someone to do that job or, you know, you should support her full-heartedly. That's why, Charles Pugh at least was behind her, but even he did the double talk back in the day.
Why was it that he was dropping F-bombs left and right? Was he that angry, you think?
Well, I don't know what kind of bombs they were, but yeah, he was pretty angry. They bleeped him out a couple of times in that report.
Oh, there were a couple of F-bombs, and then there was a BS in there, too. But, it didn't take much for me to figure that out. And it'll be interesting to see what the fallout of this is, because if you have Ken Cockrell, if you forget about the beginning of what he said, the rest of what he said is pretty true. There's no question. Was it hot enough there yesterday, Jeff?
Was it hot enough?
Yeah, was it hot enough?
Weather-wise?
Well, yeah.
All right, well, I just thought maybe you thought while we were trying to get things hooked up, like, was I sweating bullets? Hot enough, yeah, record highs.
What was the high there yesterday?
95.
It got to 95 yesterday. Okay.
Tied the high for the year, which was Memorial Day. That was 95 as well.
Wow, okay. Yeah, because it wasn't nearly in, and I think it rained here before I got here, so I think that cooled it off a little bit. Because when I got here, it was in the upper 70s. It was actually beautiful, but it was very humid. It was very humid last night as well. All things being equal, I that wasn't 95, so I guess I'm... Am I coming back to that today, by the way?
Oh, yeah, you're in for it. Until tomorrow night, okay. That's when we finally get some relief.
Any rain there yesterday? Because you know what happens when it gets that hot, right?
Well, right, that's coming tomorrow. Afternoon.
All right, very good. Well, let's... one more piece of audio before we get to break and talk about the governor. This I would think would be a no-brainer, signing into law the ban on K2 spice or synthetic marijuana. I did have the one young man send me an email last week, but this is what happened yesterday.
Buyers and sellers beware. Starting July 1st, if you are caught using or selling K2 or other synthetic drugs, you will go to jail.
The governor signed the bill to make the drugs illegal about 2 hours ago, and he invited a local family devastated by K2 to be there in Lansing for the signing.
The war on K2 is finally getting results that families have wanted, and I have a special number that I'm going to give you in just a minute that you can call if you see somebody selling the synthetic drug after July 1st. Governor Snyder signed a bill in Lansing on Tuesday that banned K2, spice, and other dangerous synthetic drugs.
This is one of those war on drug kind of questions that's going to be a challenge going ahead, but I think we have better tools and weapons now.
This isn't the first time that synthetic drugs have been made illegal. Lawmakers banned them in 2009 and in 2010, but manufacturers just changed up the ingredients and started pushing them again. The new law allows officials to ban variations of the drug that may pop up and do it within a matter of days to prevent children and teens from suffering the harmful effects like Oliver Smith.
Your effort will save lives and immeasurable pain, and that is a certainty.
Lawmakers and police have a number available for you that you can call if you see somebody selling K2 or another synthetic drug after July 1st. That number is on your screen. It's 1-855-MISH, M-I-C-H, TIP, T-I-P. Live from Lansing, Julie Bonovich, 7 Action News.
No, and ultimately, of course, it's the right thing to do to ban that stuff. And if you're thinking people are buying it as bath salts or potpourri or whatever, obviously they are not. They have been actually the centerpiece of two sensational cases here in the state of Michigan. So we'll keep an eye on that. I do know there was an article in the Free Press this morning that the police have said that they will start actually watching for gas stations and party stores to make sure that this stuff was taken off the shelves. So let's take a quick break here. When we get back, I received two voicemail messages last night that you will find fascinating. Also, the mayor of Taylor, Jeffrey Lamram, the asshat that he is turning down $8 million to support his fire department. Why? Well, we'll get to that and a lot more when First Shift continues. I'm Tony Trupiano, live from Black Lake in Onaway, Michigan. We'll take the break and be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Taking a look at your traffic, no major problems right now. We do have traffic lights that are malfunctioning on Greenfield Road in both directions at 12 Mile Road. And we got a long-term road construction project on M14, both directions between Beck Road and US 23. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, the record highs keep coming. It should feel very hot with a high of 93 today, mostly sunny skies. Tonight, not much relief, a low of 74. But tomorrow, the storms roll in, bringing cooler weather for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 75 degrees. I'm Jeff with your First Shift Weather.
What's the number one source of news for most Americans? The Internet, you say? Yet. The New York Times or Wall Street Journal? Uh-uh. Some fear that is Fox TV, the shameless spewer of right-wing hokum. But no, not even close. The reality is even scarier than Fox. Get ready to shudder, for America's top news source is your local television station. Yes, the daily purveyors of car wrecks and features on the season's biggest zucchini are the media outlets keeping the masses informed on the issues of the day. Should we laugh? Fall down sobbing or just go bowling? In fairness, some local stations do a crackerjack job, but few even meet a functioning democracy's minimum daily requirement for news to use, chiefly because they're nearly all owned by corporate chains that constantly cut reporters and shy away from aggressive reporting, especially any reporting on major advertisers. Now, though, another corporate contagion is spreading throughout TV land, further shriveling the ability or even the desire of local stations to fulfill their news reporting duty to the public. Call it cookie-cutter news. Rather than competing to dig up the best stories, two or more stations in a city have been quietly signing shared services agreements, meaning they share one news director, video reports, local interviews, graphics, office space, and even the scripts read by their news anchors. Except for different network logos on the screen, the broadcasts are basically the same, often word for word. This is Jim Hightower saying at least 83 TV markets from Vermont to Hawaii now have stations engaged in this anti-competitive collusion, abrogating their responsibility to use our airwaves for the public good. For action, go to freepress.net.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift.
Jeff, we're going to do a little mock phone call. You up for that?
Sure.
Actually, all you have to do is say, when I pretend like the phone's ringing and you're answering it, just say, hi, this is Senator Johnson's office, since Bert Johnson happens to be my state senator. So that's all I need for you to do, and I'll take it from there.
All right, I'll see if I got this line down.
Okay. Ring, ring. Apparently not.
You don't answer after the first one. You have to let it go twice.
Ring, ring.
Hi, Senator Johnson's office.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano on 1310 WDTW.
Why are you laughing? Are you going to call laughing?
No, I'm not.
All right.
All right. So, ready.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trippiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very goodly moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trippiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trippiano on Twitter.
Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trippiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back. Pleasure to be with you live in Black Lake at the UAW Education and Conference Center. What a pleasure to be here. All right, so let me just set this up very briefly. Last night, about 10:30 or so, I was just going through some headlines, reading, doing some prep for today's show. And on my phone, I get a little indication that I've got a voicemail message on our toll-free number that the only time that it actually rings to a phone is during the show hours. After that, it just goes to voicemail. I want Jeff was nice enough to edit these because they needed some editing. But listen to what's going on, and what's curious to me about this is the guy reached out to me. Just listen to what he had to say.
Tony Trippiano, I'm an avid listener of yours. My name is Henry Griffith. I live in Hazel Park. I'm 57 years old. I've been here for 18 years in Hazel Park. Grew up in Detroit. I was born in Highland Park, Michigan. I'm sitting here, and I am so livid. I've got mortars going off in my backyard. People are launching massive explosives in my backyard. I live on a street called, well, there you go. You heard another shot. There's shots, gunfire going off. Boom, boom, boom. Huge mortars. I'd call 911. And you know what he tells me? Oh, well, we don't have anybody that could come out there. We paid 9 extra mils for police and fire. I'm sitting here. My house has lost $100,000 in value. I'm in my backyard, and I have mortars going off 2 blocks away because of the Republican administration here, and I am going to rant. I am so pissed off at this point. I call the Hazel Park 911, and the guy tells me, well, if we could get somebody out here. I'm here in my backyard. There's gunfire going off. There's explosions. Mortar you. There's another one right there. I can hold the phone here. This guy is shooting mortars off in my backyard. It's like Beirut. I call the police, and he tells me, oh, well, I can't do anything. I am angry. Jan Farisi is a Tea Party advocate who is a city council member here in Hazel Park, and I am so torqued up. I am so upset right now. I can't sit in my backyard. There's explosions going on all around me. Thank you. There's another one. Thank you, Governor Snyder, and thank you, Republican blah, blah, blah. So call me. Thanks.
All right. No, there's no question. I got some people in the room with me, so I'm just going to, so that you guys don't think I'm crazy, I got to throw it out to you in the room. Do you understand why this guy's angry? Because I sure get it. All right? He calls the police. They say to him, we can't send anybody because we have nobody. They're paying an extra 9 mils for police and fire in Hazel Park. Yeah, when you call them, that's what you get. We can't do anything for you. So I understand his anger. My confusion is, why is he calling me? There's obviously nothing I can do. But we're not done. Because no sooner did I listen to this message than the next one came in. This is what he said.
Okay, my name is Henry Griffith. I've calmed down. I just left a really disjointed, really upset message with you. But I just had a conversation with the Hazel Park police, unmarked. They are just, I've called 4 times tonight. They came by, they talked to me, they've been cruising the neighborhood. There's somebody in this neighborhood launching actual mortars, okay? Tony, there's got to be some recourse. I'm a truck driver. I don't have enough time to be able to sit for 12 hours on the internet, okay? I'm sitting in my backyard right now. There's explosions going on all around me. The police or the firemen, everybody in his apart. I paid 9.8% mills for more firemen and more police, and I call 911, and the guy down there tells me, well, whenever we can get a police officer over there, there's ashes falling down on me, there's explosions, this is insane, and this is ridiculous, amongst other things. So please contact me, and I listen to your show every day.
All right, and I did. I did send him an email last night, and I've not heard from him yet. But, you know, this happened at 10:30 last night, and I'm assuming that at that point, maybe once the police came and calmed down a little bit, he went to bed. If I do get a hold of him, I'm going to have him on the show, and I want to certainly get his side to this. It's just beyond unfortunate that this community has got to suffer this way, and it just really blows my mind. You know, for those that you are not aware, in Harper Woods, and we've actually showcased this story multiple times, they are down to one fireman per shift in Harper Woods because the city council would not fund the fire department. We had the president of the firefighters union on the show, and he just shared with us that they no longer can afford to keep firemen on staff. They have outsourced their EMS. And so if you call them, and he actually made a compelling argument, if you call them and need EMS, somebody's having a heart attack, they literally have to call an ambulance service and send them to your house. So what should have been an 8-minute response may now be a 20-minute response. Anybody who knows anything about heart attacks knows that's the difference between living and dying. I don't know how they're dealing with this in that community. I certainly feel very badly for this gentleman. I hope that he does get back with me and will continue to focus on this. Now, let me turn my attention. Anybody who listens to the show for any period of time knows that I am no friend of Jeff Lamorey. I'm the mayor of the city of Taylor. Unfortunately, the recall effort on him was unsuccessful. And we talked about recalls last night. They're just impossible to do. Anyway. He was, the city was offered $8 million, $8 million federal dollars to expand the fire department. If you've been following what's happened in Taylor, they have closed all but, I think, two houses. Taylor's a large city. I think they've closed all but two firehouses in the city of Taylor. So to get $8 million, it's not like they've got to build more firehouses. They've got them. They just need to hire more firemen. The mayor of Taylor decides not to do it. This is what he had to say to WDIV.
Well, if someone offered you $8 million, would you take it? The mayor of Taylor had that chance and said no. Government offered the grant to the city public safety department, and as our Rob Maloney shows us, there's a good reason why it was turned down.
Much like the city of Detroit, here in Taylor, they are still trying to deal with the downsizing of the city and its government. And yet, unlike the city of Detroit, there's about $8 million in federal money that they have in hand. And that is what they're really fighting over here. Taylor's fire department is a shell of its former self. It just laid off 32 firefighters and EMTs over the past year, closed two firehouses, and this is the only one left for more than 60,000 residents. The fire chief asked Mayor Jeff Lamorey if he could file for a federal firefighting grant. Lamorey said, of course. And to everyone's surprise, they got $8 million, $4 million for 2 years. Great, right? Well, not so much, says Lamorey, who says what's happened after 2 years.
It does not solve any of our financial problems that the city is faced with. It just pushes the buck down the road for myself or anybody else, you know, after me to try to fix it. And it's the burden still on the taxpayers.
He says he'll be right back having to lay off 32 firefighters then with higher pension and benefits costs. So now he wants to give the federal dollars back.
We can't sustain it. So do we start the process all over again?
Not so fast, says City Council member John Delo.
One person holding up, denying the desires of 63,000 people in this city to be safer.
So there is this resolution before City Council that demands Lamorey take the federal cash.
According to the charter, I have a responsibility to do the very things that I'm doing.
The city council is going to be voting on this resolution to force the mayor into action. He is likely to veto, and then council says it has enough votes to override. And so, much like so many of these problems, this will end up in court. In Taylor, Rod Maloney, Local 4.
I guess, as many of you know, I give it's always been Republicans, although, well, I could give it to a Democrat today, but I'm not going to. The Asshat of the Day Award has to go to Taylor Mayor Jeff Lameron. Now, I'm going to actually reach out to the mayor when I get back today. I actually know the mayor. He was my son's high school government teacher, and he's actually one of those people that I'm glad that's out of education. He sucked as a teacher. He's even worse as a mayor, but he sucked as a teacher. I'm going to suggest that he's a Republican, although, in like a lot of municipalities, it's a nonpartisan seat. He talks like a Republican. He acts like a Republican. He smells like a Republican. So I'm going to guess he is one. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. At the end of the day, you don't throw away $8 million. And I understand his concern. What they're not telling, and even WDIV didn't get to this point, because this was easy enough for... This could be an ongoing grant. There are just certain, you know, hoops that you have to jump through. It's worth jumping through those hoops because it protects your citizens. When he laid off these firemen, and all you need to do is go to the news or the Free Press websites and search for this stuff, the outcry from the residents was overwhelming. They have an exponential amount of fires in Taylor for whatever reason. I'm not going to tell you why. I don't know why. All I'm going to say is that if it has to go to court, it has to go to court. It would be a shame that the mayor would force the city to spend money on legal fees when they could be hiring back 32 already trained firefighters for a city that needs, I don't know, 32 firefighters. Makes sense, right? Well, not when you're the mayor, not when you're the mayor of Taylor. We'll definitely get back to that. Let's quickly go to the phone before we have to take the break. Laura in Royal Oak joins us now. Laura, thanks for giving us a call on First Shift. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. How are you, Tony? I'm just good. Calling because there's a couple sides to the issue that's going on in Hazel Park. One, yes, not getting the response. But the other problem that we have is now they've made all fireworks legal in Michigan. And unfortunately, we're going to see a higher number of people with access to mortars. And the police, they pretty much tied their hands as being able to do anything.
Absolutely, Laura. Laura, hold your thought. Stay with us. We got to take the break. Don't hang up. We'll come back and talk to you. But we got to get to the break. This is First Shift. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Triano.
Well, the United States has a huge budget deficit, so taxes are going to have to go up. And I certainly agree they should go up more on the rich than everyone else. That's just justice.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org, that's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button now and register. Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today. Tweet.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Joining me now is Madeline Coonan.
You know, I had no clue that we would be talking about contraception in 2012. That takes us back to the 1930s or 40s, you know, when Margaret Sanger, who started the birth control movement, was arrested for opening a clinic. You know, progress is not necessarily a straight line upward.
On 1310 WDTW.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Tribbiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Tribbiano. Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano on 1310 WDTW. First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Joining us now is my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark.
Student loan debt, it's a debt that can never go away. You can go bankrupt, and the government will still force you to pay on your student loans. You could be 80 years old, like I met a lady, and she still has to pay on her student loans, even though she's on a fixed income, and she'll never be able to pay it off. This debt is also costing us jobs, because think about it. Our graduates, those who are motivated, disciplined, and ambitious to go to school and get their education, they're the ones likely to go into business to create jobs. But they can't do that because they're in so much student loan debt, they don't have the money to start their own business or buy a home or maybe even get married.
On 1310 WDTW.
All right, I just need to, the joys of live radio. Hopefully you guys can hear me. All right, good. You can hear me then, I take it. That's a yes? All right. Okay. Do we still have Laura? Did Laura drop? Okay. Well, Laura, sorry for that delay. Go ahead. I wanted to give you a chance to finish your thought.
Yeah, like I was saying, I mean, with the Republican legislation, basically they've made all fireworks that leave the ground legal now in Michigan. And because more people are accessible to them, you're going to have more and more amateurs that are out there in residential areas lighting off fireworks. And the concern that I have, and I know many people have, is that these are going to be shot in through the windows of your home. And I think that's what he's concerned with. And unfortunately, because it is now legal, there's not a lot of recourse that a police officer could do, even if they came out. So,
in fact, there is no recourse at this point. In fact, if you go look at the Laura, and I would really recommend you and others go do this. Go look at how they wrote this law. Everybody thought it was about, and this is the interesting thing. People don't think about use. They think about sales. They think, well, no, this was just about the sale of fireworks. Yes, but what happens once they're sold? It's the way we use them. And nothing in that law regulates the use.
No, not at all. And what they've done is now they're, you know, part of the law is that you have to sell them out of a stationary building. So, okay, that's fine. But there's no regulation once it gets into my hands or your hands, and we have no clue what we're doing with these. And I know that there's going to be many more accidents this 4th of July. And now with the cuts in police and fire, especially fire, what happens if one of these goes through someone's home and sets it on fire? Is there
any? Well, you better hope that you better hope your garden hose is hooked up and you can get to it. Period, let alone get to it quickly. Laura, thank you so much for your call. This is a problem. And again, it's one of these things that they don't think about at the time. Everybody thought this law was about sales. It's always about, you know, everything. It's not just about sales. It's about use. And it's a huge issue. We'll get back to you. And hopefully, as I said, the guy in Hazel Park that called and left me a couple messages last night that we played, hopefully I'll connect with him. We'd like to get them on the show. And in fact, we'll reach out to the city and see what their response is to that. If they're paying an extra $9 million for police and fire, and that's the response he's getting, he has more than a right to be angry. He has a right to some answers, and we'll help him get those answers. John Stewart yesterday decided that what's happening here in the state of Michigan with what's called Vaginagate was certainly worthy of a little time on The Daily Show. This is what he had to say.
Quick off the top, Michigan last week, Republican lawmakers were introducing several bills that would create more stringent regulations on abortions and abortion providers, which in and of itself would obviously not be news. But it is news for this one glorious bit of floor debate.
And finally, Mr. Speaker, I'm flattered that you're all so interested in my vagina, but no means no.
Zing! That's Michigan Democrat Lisa Brown with a pretty decent vagina zinger. Which, by the way, is my favorite celestial seasonings tea. No harm, no foul.
A Michigan Democrat said the word vagina in an abortion debate. Then Republicans barred her from speaking again on the state house floor.
Hey, you believe this lady bringing up vaginas in an abortion debate? You got a lot of balls, lady.
What? Oh, now I'm out, too. All right, fine.
What are they worried about? Vaginas aren't like Voldemort or Beetlejuice. Invoking the name vagina doesn't make them suddenly appear. Believe me, if it did, high school would have been very different for me.
At least we can find some levity in all this. You know, it's interesting. We were talking on the show yesterday about the Warren rep, Alessia Liss, and you thought I got angry about it. You got to see the article in today's Detroit Free Press with Democrats, and our good friend Joe DeSano was quoted in it talking about their outrage over Miss Liss's position. Jeff, did we confirm something with the Michigan nurses? I know that they wanted to comment on her position on this. Did we confirm anything on that yet?
No, we'll get in touch with them soon.
All right. So we're hoping to have the Michigan Nurses Association. I just learned this morning from Clarice, my good friend, that or maybe it was yesterday, that she has quite a background in nursing, and making it that much more shocking that she would take the position that she's taking. Anyway, the rest of this program is about union, solidarity, brotherhood, sisterhood, education. It is about what we're doing here at Black Lake today. It's why I drove a little over 4 hours here, and we'll do a little over 4 hours on the way home. It's about what you need to know. And we're going to get to it all. You're going to meet some amazing people
over the next 2 hours. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll take a break for the top of the hour. We return to Black Lake right after we do this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We're still watching that accident on 94 westbound at 23 Mile Road. It's in your construction zone, and it's causing slow traffic from New Haven Road. Also, we got some slow traffic on 275 southbound between M14 and Ann Arbor Road. Also, it's a slow go on 75 southbound between 14 and 12 Mile. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today, the record highs keep coming. It should feel very hot with a high of 93 today. Mostly sunny skies. Tonight, not much relief. A low of 74. But tomorrow, the storms roll in, bringing cooler weather for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 75 degrees. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with...
NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Jansing. Is it summer yet? NBC's Ann Thompson says the heat wave that's been burning up the nation's midsection is on the move.
All that heat is headed east. Up and down the East Coast, it could feel like 100 degrees. There are heat advisories along the Atlantic seaboard and at least one air quality alert.
And by the way, summer arrives this evening. Colorado firefighters are catching a break with cooler temperatures there today as they battle that 93-square-mile inferno west of Fort Collins. The massive wildfire now 55% contained. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, who was driven from power last year, is said to be close to death after a series of strokes. This as turmoil surrounds recent elections that have both presidential candidates claiming victory. And Adidas has canceled the line of basketball shoes because they feature ankle shackles with little chains. Critics say the look of the Adidas JS Roundhouse mids smacks of slavery. This is NBC News Radio. Jerry Sandusky could take the stand today at his child sex abuse trial. NBC's John Yang reports Sandusky's wife testified yesterday.
Under questioning from defense attorney Joseph Amendola, she said she never saw her husband behave inappropriately.
No word yet from the Fed as it meets again today to consider measures to stimulate the economy. Analysts say the central bank may buy more long-term bonds to try to counter a slowing economy by pushing long-term interest rates down. America's gas pains are easing. The price at the pump down for the 10th week in a row. AAA says the national average for regular has dipped below $3.50 a gallon, 20 cents less than a month ago. And Floyd Money Mayweather is living up to his name, the welterweight boxing champ, knocking out Tiger Woods as the world's highest paid athlete. Forbes says Mayweather made $85 million last year. Tiger took home a not too shabby $60 million. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Chris Jansing, NBC News Radio.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Enhance stopping power, reduce noise, and get a $25 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of Brake Best Select or Wagner ThermoQuiet brake pads and a pair of brake rotors at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. The cooling season is here, and it might be time to ask yourself, can I really get one more summer out of this old air conditioning system? But why push your luck when you can get a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system today? A new Lennox system will help you keep cool and might even qualify for state and local incentives in your area. Call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
The next time you rent a car, you might want to give the vehicle the once-over or the twice-over before you drive away. That's because car rental companies are doing a more thorough job of checking out the cars for dings and scratches once they are returned. USA Today reports companies are spending more time now examining returned vehicles for damage. They're also charging customers more often and for more money than in the past.
Today's teenagers are paying more attention than you might think. A survey by TD Ameritrade finds 76% of people age 13 to 22 say it is important to start saving money right now. More than half already have started saving. They're also worried. 39% of teens are worried about how they're going to afford college, and 40% are worried their identities will be stolen. Stock futures up, barely. S&P futures gaining a half point. NASDAQ futures doing a little better, up 5. Most Asian markets higher today. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29, and thanks to my college degree, I'm a systems analyst. And the college me would tell you,
I wouldn't be here without big brothers, big sisters. My big brother believed in me, and to a 7-year-old,
that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil, and Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Enhance stopping power, reduce noise, and get a $25 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of Brake Best Select or Wagner ThermoQuiet brake pads and a pair of brake rotors at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
But is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-83.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Trupiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Trupiano.
Hey, good morning. A pleasure to be with you. I am live from Black Lake. Now, some know it as the UAW Resort, but you would be wrong. It is actually the Walter and May Reuther Family Education Center. Not that there isn't a resort component to it, because there is. Not that anybody couldn't come up and rent some space here and have probably the vacation of a lifetime, because you can. All of that is true. I will tell you that although I will be here less than 24 hours, I'm already jealous and want to come back. And so I'll just stay focused on what we've got to do today, which is to really bring you, and why I'm excited to be here today, and I want to thank Michael Stone from Region 1 for inviting me, is you're going to get uncommon access to a very diverse group of people, some of them fairly new into the union movement, some of them retired. And as we work our way through the rest of today's program, you'll also is Roger Heller. Roger works at the Ford Van Dyke plant, and he is a member of UAW Local 2280, and we had a chance to visit a little bit yesterday, Roger, so it's great to see you again this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, Tony.
It's my pleasure. I'm going to ask you to get right on top of that mic and speak right in the mic, and we're going to do great. What do you do at the Van Dyke plant?
I work in the general stores department.
And what we do is we get requisitions over the computer from the floor, and we fill them, and then we deliver about 80% of the requisition, whether it be gloves or electrical components or whatever.
Now, I don't know, how long have you been with Ford?
43 years.
43 years. What was it, Roger, at some point you said to yourself, you know, I want to get more involved. I know there's more to being in the union than just having a collective bargaining agreement. So what was it for you that that kind of pushed you to get more involved with the union?
Well, I was active from day one in a number of the standing committees, very pro-union. My family was pro-union, and it was only after I saw a need to run for an office, because we had a very unresponsive representative at that time. And I've been running for offices and more active in committees ever since then.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the committees. Again, you're a trustee and, again, a guardian of your local, the checks and balances. We talked to Todd about this in the last hour. I think it's a critical role in the union. People need to understand. A lot of people just don't understand unions in general. They just think, well, first of all, they're taking money out of your check, and then, you know, they just go ahead and endorsing whatever candidates they want without anybody having any input in that. Of course, all of that's wrong, and we can correct some of that. In fact, you and I are going to do that right now. But it's important that there are checks and balances in place. Certainly being a good steward of those union dues is critical to trust. It's critical to keeping a strong membership.
Well, yeah, not only do the trustees, audit the books and keep track of the books to make sure they're up to snuff. To write a check, it requires a signature of both the financial officer and the president. When they come time to sign and okay the invoices, that requires a signature of another officer. So these people are watching each other and making sure the finances are in tip-top shape.
Yeah, no question, and these are all important. We talked with Tiffany Bush in the last hour. She's involved with CAP, so we don't need to go ahead and redefine for the audience what's involved in that. What do you enjoy about being part of the CAP committee?
I think it's an opportunity to, in some small way, to make a difference in the world, make a difference in people's lives. Not everybody can spend the time that I spend and Ralph spends and some of the other activists here investigating legislative problems, and we can compile the information and present it in an understandable way to the membership.
And in fact, I don't think this is a stretch, because I've talked to a couple of people about you since I met you yesterday. You really do spend a lot of time staying informed, and not just about local issues, and not just about union issues, but about issues all over the country, all over the world, for that matter.
Yeah. I'm a very curious person. I like to find out for myself. I don't just rely on somebody telling me something. I go and check it, look it up, and find out whether the information is correct. And
the way it should be. So you're definitely not a Republican. Because I've never heard a Republican say those words. I'm just telling you, they've never said it. I think it's great that you dedicate that kind of... Because it is a commitment. To stay informed is a commitment. I do it for a living, so it's a little easier for me, because I have to. And so I don't want to say I'm forced to do it, because I enjoy being informed, and I do. I'm like you, I'm naturally curious, but it is a commitment. When you decide that you really do want to be able to factually talk about something and do it, you know, we talk about truth to power, you need to know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I'm just naturally, I always have been a naturally curious person, and now I combine my curiosity with informing other people and breaking it down in easy to understand terms, and
maybe I should hire you. I'm just saying, Roger. Maybe I should. Let's talk a little bit about our union brothers and sisters. Do you see them getting more politically active, or would you like to see them getting more politically active?
Well, I certainly like to see them getting more active. But I do have some curious things. I remember from years ago when I used to walk around the plant, talk to people about stuff. Some of our members in certain areas would say, "Well, here comes Roger again. You know, he's passing out this propaganda." And now I actually have some of the same people coming to me and says, Did you hear what my state representative said? And, you know, I'm never going to vote for this guy again. And, yes, I see certain amount of turning in the membership who we have about 35% of the people vote, you know, Republican in our plant. And I see a lot of those people now beginning to say, I don't know what's happening to the Republicans. I always liked the Republicans, now I just cannot stand what I see coming out of them.
You know, I've been giving the speech a lot lately that I feel bad for voting people that vote Republican because whatever that meant to them is no longer around. Mm-hmm. The Tea Party certainly isn't Republican. It's not. Mm-hmm. They're extreme. Even Jeb Bush said the other day, Roger, as I'm sure you're well aware, that his father, Ronald Reagan, couldn't get elected as a Republican. It's a shame that they did get elected, but we'll have that conversation some other time. But the bottom line is the Republican Party has radically changed, and for rank and file voters, if Mitt Romney was the guy that I had to vote, I mean, I had to because I'm a Republican. Well, first of all, you don't have to. You can't vote for Barack Obama. There's nothing to stop you from doing that. But imagine that's your choice. It would not be an easy thing to swallow.
Yeah, we even have situations in some of the states like Indiana and Ohio. And I believe Arizona now. They have a group called the Lunch Pail Republicans, and they're taking on the Republican Party inside the Republican Party, and which is it's a joy to my heart here.
Roger, you and I are going to get along just fine. That's music to my heart as well. I find it fascinating, and the reason that I'd ask the question about getting more involved, union members getting more involved. I honestly believe it. I'm not worried about those 25 or 35% that vote Republican. There are always going to be a certain percentage that are going to vote Republican. That's not my issue. I want them to vote Republican only if they're informed. It's the one issue voters that concern me, guns or gays or abortion. You've got to be a little more open, in my opinion. You need to be a little more open-minded. That's where you come in, Roger. I think if you're educating people, I'm sure that, you know, whether you're forwarding an interesting article to somebody or printing something off and handing it to a colleague, which I can easily see you doing, that's important that we do that because it's non-invasive, it's not threatening. And, you know, if you get one person that said, you know, I actually read that article again, and I would have never thought that. And I'm sure that you've had that experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, I frequently, there are a lot of people in the plant who will argue against some of the positions of the UAW. And a lot of times, you know, you can't change them. So you don't really spend a lot of time with them. But when I find that there's other people standing around them, I will, you know, purposely sometimes go up. It's not because I think that person will change their mind. It's because I'm presenting the arguments to people who are standing on the sidelines. And interestingly, sometimes what I find out is 2 or 3 weeks later, I find that the person who was listening into my conversation presenting the same type of argument to one of his fellow workers.
That's the highest compliment you can get. I'm serious. I think that's wonderful that you've had that experience. So I wouldn't worry about that at all. I think it's great. Roger, I truly do. I think it's great. Listen, as we get ready to wrap up our interview today, I don't know how much longer you plan to work. You've been at Ford a long time now. I don't see you as ever retiring, though. I don't get the impression talking to you that if you're going to retire, it's only going to be from that job. You're going to move on to something else that's maybe bigger and even better.
Well, you know, I'm going to welcome retirement because my activities now are starting to impinge on my 4.5 hours of sleep a night. So I figure retirement will give me a chance to broaden my activities.
All right. Roger Heller, I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. My union brother, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. My pleasure. We'll take a quick break here. More to get to on the other side. This is First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Richard, good morning to you. How you doing today?
Great, Tony. Wow, wonderful show, man. Since you've been on, it's been a breath of fresh air, I got to tell you.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, we're still following a couple of accidents like the one on 696 westbound at Woodward Avenue that has your right lane blocked and it's causing heavy traffic from Woodward. And also got a report of a wheel in the left lane. Also that accident on 94 westbound at 23 Mile Road where the gravel haul has lost its load in the construction zone. And Woodward southbound just after Coolidge Highway, you got an overturned vehicle and that's blocking the right lane. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, the record highs keep coming. It should feel very hot with a high of 93 today, mostly sunny skies. Tonight, not much relief, a low of 74. But tomorrow, the storms roll in, bringing cooler weather for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 75 degrees. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
Do you have some previous experience in the restaurant industry but want additional opportunities to enhance your skills?
The Restaurant Opportunity Center of Michigan, Rock, Michigan, is offering free classes in fine dining, serving, and bartending.
You'll learn the order of service every server should know,
speed pouring,
drink recipes,
customer service skills the industry is looking for,
and much more.
All classes will take place at our restaurant and training center, Colors Detroit, at 311 East Grand River in Detroit, Michigan.
Please call 313-962-5020.
Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. to set up your orientation date and learn more about the nation's largest nonprofit restaurant worker organization. We want to help you elevate your skill set and passion for the food service industry and give you every opportunity to achieve everything this industry has for you. Again, call 313-962-5020 and set up your appointment for your orientation date. Rock, Michigan. Your future is waiting for you now.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310wdtw.com today.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310.
WDTW.
22 minutes after the hour, you might as well just hit the ground running. Mike Boudicaris joins us now. Mike is with the GM Lake Orion plant, local 5960. By the way, you guys got a beautiful union hall.
Thank you.
The kitchen in that hall is just amazing. It's like a commercial kitchen. Have you been in there?
Yes, sir.
It's amazing. What's this sir stuff, man? My name's Tony. Anyway, welcome to the show. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
You've got an interesting story. We say you work at GM Lake Orion, but that's really not where it started for you, is it?
Nope.
Tell us your story.
All right, we started inside that plant, the GM Lake Orion. We started building the Sonic and the Verado, very nice automobiles. We all got paid $9 an hour starting out. And And so they're
who were you working for at the time?
Link.
And that's owned by?
The guy who owns Ambassador.
Matty Maroon. Yes, all right. Just want to make that go. I want to make that connection. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And we had no representation, no health insurance, no nothing. And we just kept on waiting and waiting on a contract. We finally got a contract pushed through as of April 23rd, thanks to our local union and our international. They came through for us big time. And now I'm happy to say I'm a UAW member. I'm a second shift committee man. It makes a big difference when you go from nothing to this. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, you know, and that's really the message I want people like to hear today, because, you know, there are a lot of people still think you don't need the union. The union just takes a piece of your paycheck, stuff we've all heard before. But that's really, this really wasn't about just the money, was it?
No. By all means, no.
Does the respect part matter? I mean, is it that big a deal?
The respect thing's all about respect. When you have a UAW backer, it's a beautiful thing. It's nothing. When you come from people that can just come up to you and tell you they don't like the color of your shirt and walk you out, to be able to say, hey, I have union representation, I need to talk to my committee man. That thing is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Tell us what a committee man does.
Committee man, basically, he's a buffer between management and the worker, so you know what I mean, make sure that everything runs smoothly like a supervisor would as well. But we're here for the people. I'm here for everyone that's a natural worker, a union member. We're all workers, we're all hard workers, and we don't sometimes get the same respect as we normally should, but that's what we're here for. I mean, be able to take care of each other. Committee man is one of those people that have to do that. Take on a lot of responsibility for the people.
Elected, that's an elected position as well,
yes,
correct?
Sir.
And so I just, again, want people to understand that there's a hierarchy to this stuff. This is something that you earn. This is actually another sign of respect, is to be elected in any position in the union is a sign of respect. So, Mike, that's something about the way your coworkers see you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it does. I mean, that's a good thing. You know, you and I were talking. We talked briefly yesterday. We were just talking before the interview started, and this whole struggle to unionize the group you started long before you got there. And so, you know, this journey to become a UAW was in fact, a very long journey. You were there towards the end of it, of course, just in April, not that long ago, dude.
Yeah.
So to have this is obviously peace of mind. Again, because people can't see when you talk about it, I can see the relief in your body language, dude. Even right now, you're looking at me like, yeah, it matters. A UAW member makes a big difference in my life.
It does. It makes a big, giant difference. It's completely amazing.
Did you think it would be this good?
No, I really didn't. I mean, anyone could hope, but it's a beautiful thing. Like I said, it's amazing.
Now, see, this is the kind of testimonial. You can't buy this. You can't teach this. This is just reality. This is your life, right? I mean,
yes.
This is your life.
Yep.
So why are you here this week? Why did your union send you here this week?
I'm going to school for collective bargaining. I took a class of that. I already graduated a class down at the region. It was grievance handling. Be able to write up a grievance, because as a committee man, I'm going to have to probably end up doing that a few times.
Yes, you will.
And, I mean, it's just knowledge, and knowledge is power, and I appreciate every chance I've gotten. To be able to do this is amazing.
So I've asked a couple other people this question, I know you're going to answer, but I'll let you answer it. You seem to really you seem to love your job, okay? You love your career, which is great, but you also seem to love your union persona. Do you want to continue to grow with the union?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I find this so incredible. How old are you? Do you mind me asking?
28.
How is it all you people look so much younger than you are? I don't even the retirees look too young to be retired.
I think I'm the youngest committee man that's inside this place this weekend.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
That's amazing. All right, so you've got this desire to be more active in the union. You obviously have got a great career now, which is wonderful. You're building a couple cars that are awesome. And certainly the company's profitable again, which is important. So you've got a future. This has got to feel good for you.
Yeah, it feels very good.
You know, interestingly, if you look at somebody 28 years old and, all right, I'm 51, so, you know, maybe I don't remember quite remember being 28. I do, but I don't.
Talking about you. Look at you.
Yeah, all right. yeah, you're good at this. But we, you know, you think at 28 that you know you'd have maybe more than you do now. What's great is that what I'm getting out of this is you don't give up. You're not a quitter.
No, sir. I don't want to get in with the sir thing.
Yeah,
yes,
we're done with the interview, you're not going to talk about that. I'm not going to scold you on air. But you know, you're not a quitter. No. You've got this. It's more than just a can-do spirit. I think you've got a vision. I think you've got a vision not only for yourself, but for your union and your company.
Yep. All my brothers and sisters are there, always on my mind. Always. I mean, as a committee man, you don't get really much a lot of sleep at all. There's none of that stuff that's going to happen. But
like Tiffany, you don't turn your phone off anymore, huh?
Absolutely not. You can't. Somehow your phone number will get leaked out and they'll blow you up. So that's what happens. That's one of those things.
Yeah, well, fair enough. And you know what? It's a cliche, but somebody does have to do it.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, somebody's got to step up and do it.
I'm thankful. Don't get me wrong, by all means. I'm
tell me a little bit about your union president, your local president.
Pat Sweeney, he's a very good man. Very, very, very good man. He's knowledgeable.
You know, he's one of the more respected union presidents in the UAW, right?
I did not know that.
Yeah, absolutely. Pat has a huge reputation, a very good reputation.
Yeah, he's got my respect. Everybody in my union, everybody in our local, everybody likes him. He's a very, very good man.
Throw the question to you. What does solidarity mean to you, Mike?
Unity. Unity and everybody being able to work together and do our thing together. It's amazing. Solidarity to me is the union, the UAW. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of Todd. And I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but I got to ask. There are quite a few people now sitting out in front of me.
Yeah.
Folks, this is your future. How do you feel about that?
All right.
I really don't think people understand what I'm getting out of this today. I don't know that I'm going to have a time. I'm going to have time before we get out of here to really express what I've gotten out of this day, but I've gotten a huge education. Mike, you blow me away. I'm very, very proud to have met you.
Me too, man. Thank you,
brother. We got to take a break. We'll come back. More great stuff to come, folks. I want to warn you, it we're far from being done, and there's some great stuff yet to come. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. Is it not a good day to be a member of organized labor? I think it is. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We're following a couple of accidents. Let's head over to the Southfield Freeway northbound, just after Ford Road, where your right lane is blocked and you got slow traffic from Michigan Avenue. Wilbert Avenue southbound after Coolidge Highway, you got an overturned vehicle that's blocking the right two lanes and that's causing heavy traffic from West 13 Mile Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, the record highs keep coming. It should feel very hot with a high of 93 today, mostly sunny skies. Tonight, not much relief, a low of 74. But tomorrow, the storms roll in, bringing cooler weather for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 75 degrees. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
What's the number one source of news for most Americans? The Internet, you say? Niet. The New York Times or Wall Street Journal? Uh-uh. Some fear that it's Fox TV, the shameless spewer of right-wing hokum. But no, not even close. The reality is even scarier than Fox. Get ready to shudder, for America's top news source is your local television station. Yes, the daily purveyors of car wrecks and features on the season's biggest zucchini are the media outlets keeping the masses informed on the issues of the day. Should we laugh, fall down sobbing, or just go bowling? In fairness, some local stations do a crackerjack job, but few even meet a functioning democracy's minimum daily requirement for news to use, chiefly because they're nearly all owned by corporate chains that constantly cut reporters and shy away from aggressive reporting, especially any reporting on major advertisers. Now, though, another corporate contagion is spreading throughout TV land, further shriveling the ability or even the desire of local stations to fulfill their news reporting duty to the public. Call it cookie-cutter news. Rather than competing to dig up the best stories, two or more stations in a city have been quietly signing shared services agreements, meaning they share one news director, video reports, local interviews, graphics, office space, and even the scripts read by their news anchors. Except for different network logos on the screen, the broadcasts are basically the same, often word for word. This is Jim Hightower saying at least 83 TV markets from Vermont to Hawaii now have stations engaged in this anti-competitive collusion, abrogating their responsibility to use our airwaves for the public good. For action, go to freepress.net.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter. Got something to tell Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
All right, I've got, and I don't want to say I'm saving the best for last. So I'll let you all decide that, but I've got two fantastic people. Well, let's just, we're almost out of time. I can't believe it. Jaron Garza joins me now. He is at the GM Tech Center, UAW Local 160. Everybody just calls you the activist extraordinaire. Everywhere I go, everybody's talking about your activism. Let's talk a little bit about that and how that kind of fits into what union means to you. So how do they intersect comfortably for you?
I believe it does.
Right on top of that microphone.
I believe it does. I wouldn't actually have gotten active if it wouldn't been for this place here. This place is pretty magical, and it's built by some people with some pretty great visions.
Yeah, you know, people, we've been talking a little bit about union history, and as I'm sitting here, I in fact made a note and put it in my briefcase, we need to do a show just on general organized labor, history of organized labor. But with that said, Jaron, it seems to me that when you think of people like Walter Reuther and even Bob King today, I mean, Bob King has an amazing vision. Your director, Chuck Hall, who we're going to meet here in just a few minutes, another person with great vision. Because of the people that I've talked to here, people talking about you that way, as somebody that has great vision. Do you see a future with the union at a higher level, if that's possible?
I'm not really set my sights that way. I just I think going out and trying to help people. When you wake up and think,
brother, you need to relax. It's me and you, just me and you. You don't need to be nervous.
But when you get up and you try to help people and make where you live better, I think that's basically what it's all about.
I get the impression with you, it's not about what you get out of it, it's what you're able to give back. Is there some truth to that?
Yeah, when you can go in, when you can go to a rally for an 82-year-old woman who's getting kicked out of her house and find out that the bank has changed their mind and is not throwing her out anymore, I think that is some pretty powerful stuff when you can have actions where you can affect people's lives.
Tell me, what do you do at the tech center, the GM Tech Center?
We I'm in the materials department. We do pre-production builds for all future products. So we build prototypes.
That has to be a pretty cool job.
You get to see a lot of cool stuff. You really do. You get to see a lot of cool stuff before it hits the street. So it's pretty interesting.
All right. So I don't want you to take this question the wrong way. I'm not sure if the job gives you a chance to be an activist or if being an activist gets in the way of your job, or again, if you've found a way to kind of meld them, or you know, because I see you as a very passionate person, and I don't know that you're any different at work than you are, whether it's at Ferndale Pride or collecting signatures for Protect Our Jobs or whatever it is you're involved in.
The activism thing is like, it's 24/7. You got to really love it. I mean, it's full time.
Talk about that in the workplace. When you know you're on break and you're talking to your union brothers and sisters, because we've had this discussion now with quite a few people here today. Not everybody sees things the way you and I do, Jaron.
Right.
Not everybody does. Have you been able to maybe turn a few heads in a positive way?
Well, I think that's the biggest thing you can do is talk to your fellow workers, your family, friends, neighbors, because this election is going to be won in the middle, not on the extreme right or extreme left. And the election in November will be decided by the swing voters, and that's who you got to go out and talk
to.
Yeah,
well, there was a lot of truth there. You handed me a card. You'd met a woman last week. Her name's Ann Heller. I met her briefly when I did I moderated an event in Ferndale. Well, it's called FernCare. It's a free health clinic in Ferndale. They literally are doing this with magic. I don't know how they're able to pull this off, but they are. And they're giving real health care. This is not BS. This is real stuff.
She's really radical. She takes care of sick people for free. So,
yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, well, we're going to get her. I've got this card now. I've got her name. We're going to get her on the show and talk about that. She was the one that lectured me. I told this story to my audience. She lectured me about calling it Obamacare, and it's the Affordable Care Act. And I now know that. And I never say Obamacare anymore. Let me ask you this question, because we need to move on to Chuck Hall, and I just if you were to be able to wave a magic wand and really affect, because I understand, again, Michael Stone, the first thing, this is the activist. Everybody's, you're the activist. Talk to anybody here, your name came, that's the activist. If you were to be able to wave a magic wand, what's the most, right now, do you think the most important issue facing just regular everyday people like you and I?
Well, the middle class is disappearing, and that's really the thing that we need to fight for right now. You know, being part of the UAW, basically, you know, the union that built the middle class, you know, this is my responsibility to stand up and fight for
Do you really believe this?
They're trying to take it away from us. They are.
You really believe this?
Yeah, I believe it full-heartedly.
With all your heart. I know. I get it. Jaron Garza, thank you so much.
Yep.
Brother, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. He's the real deal. He is the real deal. All right, folks, I want to point out, before I introduce Chuck Hall, I want you to understand that there was a time in the UAW where someone in Chuck's position couldn't have sat down in front of a microphone and had the conversation we're about to have. So I want to give some love to Bob King, because he understands that in order to grow this thing we call organized labor, we can't hide who we are. First of all, Chuck, I got to tell you, I'm proud of what you've accomplished. I would imagine that you're a pretty happy guy today, having seen what you've seen at what I've seen this morning. So good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tony.
It was wonderful to spend a little bit of time with you last night, and that wonderful group of people that we were with. That was, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours that went by way too fast. I had just an amazing, amazing time. We do have, Chuck, a lot of challenges right now. You talked passionately last night about reelecting President Barack Obama, why that's important to you, and we're going to talk about that here in a minute. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about what it is you do as a director of a region for the UAW, because I think it's important for people to understand. Again, for many years, your job, it wasn't that it was hidden, mm-hmm. it just wasn't talked about. And I'm not sure why that, it doesn't matter why it was. What is it that you do, and why is it important that you've now got an opportunity to share your voice with my audience and other audiences?
Well, let me say this first. Again, you talk to young people that are coming up in the union here. And this education center is what it's all about. You know, we have so many first-time visitors coming up here or workers, and for them to come up, it will all really make a big difference in their lives in the future. I was myself, I mentioned it to them the other day. The first time I came up here, it's what I believe has put me in this position now to do. Now, what you say about as a director, it's the local and the state politics. I mean, we have the grievance procedure, but it's so much more. It encompasses so much. And without a staff, I couldn't do it. So it's not just me.
Well, I've mentioned Michael Stone a few times. I would imagine he's a critical piece of this puzzle for you. And there are others. If you'd like to mention them, feel free to do that. I think that at a time where we are being challenged, the idea of unions being just the idea of being union is been challenged. That we understand that management no longer is afraid to be as aggressive as they can possibly be to try to union bust, I think, in uncommonly scary ways. And so your job becomes exponentially, Chuck, more difficult. It doesn't get easier with time. So I would think that building that team and then, again, all the people that I've had on the show today, the rank-and-file members of UAW Region 1, the people that work at Blue Cross and at Ford and at Chrysler and General Motors, I would think that those folks is what gets you out of bed in the morning. It's what gives you the vision. You really are a visionary. I read the webpage last night. You know, your words matter. You really are a very thoughtful, caring human being, and you really do want to make a difference, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're at such a critical point in time in our lifetime. I mean, you know, when you really look at it, though, Tony, as I see it, people don't raise their children to grow up and work in factories, right? I mean, they all want them to go, you know, the success, doctor, lawyer, chemist, but everybody won't reach that goal. So after that, there has to be a great living for people. And, you know, manufacturing had almost left this country, and if it had not really been for the labor movement, it would have gone. But we continue to fight for it. And that's Bob King. You know, the whole committee, I mean, it starts mainly in Michigan. Michigan is the forefront of it.
You know, it's interesting. I've interviewed Bob. I've interviewed General. I've interviewed Joe Ashton. Cindy Estrada is on with me every month. I look at the structure in of the UAW. I think of its importance. But I also understand, and you know this because you're very involved with that front office staff. They're very involved with the Teamsters, the UAW is. They're very involved with the UFCW. They're very involved with the SEIU. I don't think people understand when you and I briefly talked about this word solidarity. We've talked about it with some of these folks today. I don't think people understand the relationship between the UAW and every other union. It's stronger than it's ever been.
Absolutely. And that's what it is, a coalition of all of us together. I mean, we are the ones that built the middle class. It's the laborers, right? So if we don't work together with it, big business are only after profits.
You understand what's at stake. We need to take a quick break. Chuck, can you stay with me?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, good. Let's take one more, and then we got to wrap it up. Unfortunately, we're almost done today. I don't like that, but now we'll figure it out. Anyway, one more break. Chuck Hall, Region 1 Director, will be back with me. I'm Tony Truffiano. This is First Shift. We'll be right back.
With Tony Truffiano.
I'll pay higher taxes. I look at it this way. I can pay higher taxes and people can have jobs, or I can pay lower taxes and I have my kid's teacher asking me for a loan because she's going to lose her house, which is true.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Truffiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Let's welcome Will in Milford.
I think this is a perfect example of what politics have put us in this country. Here we are, citizens, working every day, and it's these splinter issues that get us to arguing amongst each other when those above us who don't feel our pain are more or less in control of all the switches. Because we see teachers and they're in our community, and it's easy for us to make these opinions. While these other individuals, the rich, have already succeeded from the nation, they live in gated communities, they go to private schools. They've already moved away from us. First Shift with Tony Trippiano on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trippiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He's comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trippiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trippiano on Twitter.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy. We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595. You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trippiano.
Welcome back. I am Tony Trippiano. Region 1 Director Chuck Hall is my guest. We only have about 7-8 more minutes, and then we got to get out of here for the day. So let's continue our conversation. We should talk a little bit about the Protect Our Jobs campaign. Just turned in 685,000 or so signatures. I was talking to Chris Mihalakis on the show yesterday, and he said during one of the breaks, honestly, Tony, we could have really easily gotten a million signatures. What that tells me, Chuck, is that Michigan gets it. This isn't about union jobs. It's about everyone's jobs.
Absolutely. That was, I believe, a hard-fought fight to get the message out, to get people to actually sign. Because, you know, but the critical part is going to be in November, because there's so many things that are going to be on that ballot, and we don't want that message lost. So the next months we'll be educating people, still talking about that.
Well, the good news is, the way that I understand this, is they actually give the proposals a number based on when they were turned in.
Correct.
So this would be proposal two, which actually works in our favor because it puts it towards the top of the ballot. And listen, let's be honest about it. Voters get voting fatigue, and when you've got a ballot where you've got 60 candidates and then 15 proposals,
right.
I mean, Chuck, this is something we need to concern ourselves with.
I'm as close to that as running for an election. I mean, that's how close that is to me, that it's got to be done. And with our members talking about it in this forum and, you know, your show, I'm sure you'll be mentioning it throughout the month.
Oh, also. Yes.
So I'm confident.
First guest I had was Angela Kahn, and she was, first of all, she was great. But, you know, she talked about being a soldier. You know, and so the conversation we were having, because it was earlier on, you weren't here yet. The conversation, Chuck, we were having is you need your generals. You're a general. You also need your soldiers. Let's talk about the soldiers. You were just telling me during the break that you just handpicked somebody for your team, your management team in the office. When we look at the rank and file, how important is it that the people that work in these and these plants and these offices step up and become good soldiers.
Well, those are the real critical people. I mean, they are there with our members, talking to them. So if the message gets to them, then it gets to our members working there. Because when you're working, you know, you have, I mean, life still goes on. And so when you've got to pay the bills and all, a lot of things get lost. So you're right. We need that, the volunteers, and we need people coming out in settings like this and then taking the message back.
You know, it's interesting because when we talk about a job, our career, that's a full-time, you know, adventure. It is. And you just said it. You know, you've got then your family. You got kids in school. You got soccer game. Whatever it is you've got going on. Now, in organized labor, we take that one step further, and we say not only are we going to ask you to pay your union dues, we're going to ask you now to dedicate some of your time. That's a lot to ask. But, Chuck, if we don't do that, then this thing we call, you know, Jaron was just talking about, this thing we call the middle class, we see what happens when we stop being engaged. It starts to disappear. And don't tell me there isn't a direct connection between the amount of union members in this country and the middle class shrinking, because there is a definite connection between the two.
Definitely. You know, I always say it's better to be on the inside working where you can make a difference than in the other side trying to, because you don't, who's listening to you? I mean, they cut us off in all forms. You know, so while you're here, it's the best place to be, and we're just in a different kind of time now.
Well, when we talk about the region, and we talk about, and is your Warren, that's
yes.
Yours, yeah. When we talk about the region and geographically how important, I mean, you're literally in the center of the economic universe here in the city of Detroit, and there's in the state of Michigan, Southeast Michigan. You represent, again, such as we met them today, such a diverse group of people, office workers and automotive workers. You also have a responsibility to grow your membership. And are you seeing that, and I'm not so concerned about management, they're never going to want you to grow membership, but are you seeing that more and more rank and file people are saying, you know what, maybe we should think about this union thing? You know, Mike told his story, what happened at the GM Lake Orion plant. Are we seeing more people willing to talk about organizing?
People are definitely talking about it. I mean, there's smaller groups, and, you know, what, you know, I think our biggest campaign is really in the South, right? I mean,
right, and that is true.
Everyone's looking at how, you know, if I'm making U.S. products, right, and foreign, how does that help? But there's unfair competition if they don't play by the same rules that we have. So we've got to have, you know, parity. Because, I mean, when you look at it, Tony, without unions, how would people know what to pay anyone? I mean, if you think about it.
You're not going to get an argument out of it. No, right. You're not going to get an argument
out
of it.
They want to base wages off of Walmart or some small, you know, somewhere where you can't make a good income. I mean, that's what it is.
Well, it has to be. At some point, you go back to, you know, Henry Ford wouldn't have sold the car he was selling if he didn't start paying his workers enough to buy the exact car that they were building.
Right.
So we've kind of lost focus. Chuck, unfortunately, we're out of time. Please invite me back next year. I would love to do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, brother. I do. Chuck Hall, the director of UAW Region 1. All right, I've got to get ready to wrap it up. I've only got a couple minutes left, so let me, and I've got this room, I think they're going to be using this room for their next thing, that's why it's so full, but I'll pretend you're all here for me. Let me just tell you from my heart, ladies and gentlemen, that if the most important thing we do over the next couple of months is just commit to changing one person's mind, then one of the promises of being in organized labor, of being in a union, of proudly being a member of the UAW has been fulfilled. But it's not as easy to change that one mind as you may think. Some of you already know that. Others of you have changed dozens, if not hundreds, of minds, and that's a wonderful thing. I, unfortunately, have to tell you that no matter how much work you do, those of us that do work, will always be asked of us. But don't look at that as an opportunity to get pissed off. Look at that as a compliment, because ultimately that's what it is. We think, and as we look back at our history and then we look forward at whatever it is, we think the future brings us, we do know one thing, that we will get, like anything in life, we will get out of it what we put into it. I met today some extraordinary people that understand that. They understand that to the point, and I would suggest that many of you in this room right now are like that as well. But you understand that it really isn't a sacrifice to do what we do. In fact, it's a gift to be able to do what we do. If we don't forget that, if we are just mindful that every day is a gift, you know, there's that old cliche that they call it the present for a reason, because it is one. Maybe life would be a little easier. I want to thank you all for being such wonderful hosts. I got to get off the air because my time's up for today. I love you all, and I hope you have me back next year. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
We're following a couple of accidents. Let's head over to the Southfield Freeway northbound, just after Ford Road, where your right lane is blocked and you got slow traffic from Michigan Avenue. Wilbert Avenue southbound after Coolidge Highway, you got an overturned vehicle that's blocking the right two lanes, and that's causing heavy traffic from West 13 Mile Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today, the record highs keep coming. It should feel very hot with a high of 93 today, mostly sunny skies. Tonight, not much relief, a low of 74. But tomorrow, the storms roll in, bringing cooler weather for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 75 degrees. I'm Jeff with your first shift weather.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310WDTW.